What's up, everybody, and welcome to another Oh the Insanity with Nick Guerra. It's been a while. it's about 3 a.m. right now. Pretty stoned. And I guess if you've listened to this podcast, you know that happens every now and then from time to time. Been meaning to record something, so let's talk. The newest controversy. Well, I don't know how new it is anymore. It's been over a week. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Radio is banning the song because of the what now people perceive the context of the song to be, which is a girl getting coerced into doing something she doesn't consent to. That's how people are interpreting it. And of course, I'm completely against that. I am just so against people interpreting something a new way just to find a reason to be offended by it. You know, I read an article earlier this week about there was this college campus that had a performance. Their a cappella group on campus would do performances, and at some point in their performance, they would sing the song Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid. And they would invite two strangers on stage, sing the song, and hopefully try to convince these strangers to kiss each other. Now, I guess one of the students were watching this, and of course, you know, in all their defense, I agree with them as it's creepy. It's definitely creepy. It's not something that I think is a good performance. But she went and took it a step further. She wanted not only to be offended by the performance, creeped out by it, she wanted to also tear apart the lyrics of Kiss the Girl from Little Mermaid, which she says is also a song that is about male dominance over a female that doesn't give her consent, you know, which once, you know, if you know the tale, it's because Ariel was mute. I mean, and she's the one that's actually going after the kiss. So it's just these weird moments right now, people being offended of taking these little pop songs, shows, moments, creating a what-if scenario around it and then being offended by it. And I'm completely against that. I think once you take something out of the context of how and what it was written for and you put it in any other scenario, yeah, it's going to change. It's kind of like John Woo when I think in Face Off, or he had the scene where there's the big shootout, but the little girl was listening to Over the Rainbow, you know, and it was this... Over the Rainbow is such a, you know, just classical song because of Wizard of Oz, of like believing in something, and it's not supposed to be in this gruesome scene and taken out of context. You put in this scene, it's supposed to add that artistic flair, but now it's like it's the loss of innocence around this little girl, and or she has to escape from this terror, kind of like Dorothy did. And yeah, you could do that with anything. You could take anything out of context, put it into something and make it more dark. And I think that, I don't know why that's happening. I have a few theories on why it's happening, but I'm completely against it. You know, if Disney wrote Kiss the Girl to be taken out of context outside of the movie, then they would be licensing it to everybody to play freely, but they don't, because it lives in that movie, in that scenario, in that scene, you know. And I think I have a theory on why these new adults are getting offended by stuff that they loved in the past. All right, third time's a charm. Once again, this has deleted the last two times I've tried to finish this episode. So let's try it one more time. And if it doesn't go through, well, I'm sorry, guys. So, we're going to take the Rugrat theory. You know, the big conspiracy theory that the Rugrats was actually a show about Angelica imagining all the kids because they all died terribly. You know, and people see that, they read it, and then they get hurt, and they have a feeling about it, and they're, like, upset. And they actually, some people actually start to say, oh my God, is this what the show was about? No, it's not what the show was about. It's not at all what the creator wrote it for. That was somebody just creating that theory, throwing it out there, and then you letting your imagination run wild enough to be offended by something that was not true in the first place. You know, and you see this happening more. Where people are taking things out of context, running wild with that thought of it, and then being upset. It's kind of like when you see the comedy previews that are turned into horror movies. You know, you can YouTube this, where it's like such and such comedy preview turned into a horror movie, taken out of context and putting with a different spin on it. Yeah, anything can seem scary or different than what it's supposed to. You know, the classic scene in Face Off, where John Woo chose to play Over the Rainbow during a big shootout. Well, that's not what Over the Rainbow was intended for, to be part of that scene. So that's why we feel something about it, because we're like, oh, is this representing the loss of her childhood or her going to a different place to get away from these horrors or whatever? We're imagining it, even though that's not what the song was intended for. That's what's happening here, is that people are offended more by imagined scenarios. And, you know, some people are saying that, well, you're offended by the past. I don't think people are offended by the past, although there are reasons to be offended by the past. Actual reasons, like, you know, Confederate statues, which were built long after the Civil War in order to impose fear. Like, yeah, that's offensive. We have statues that are built to impose fear, and people are saying that they are, you know, monuments to our history, right? But there is a reason to be offended by it, because it was built with the intention of fear. It wasn't built with the intention of actual history and let's remember. It was like, no, I want to put fear in this community. So that's not an imagined scenario. That's what it was built for. The getting upset with Baby It's Cold Outside, getting upset with Kiss the Girl, getting upset with the Rugrats theory, that is imagined. And I think it's just people are upset that their childhood magic is gone. And that's why they create these dark theories, because they are like, I'm seeing beyond the naiveness that I had as a kid of these being innocent. It's like, no, you're just letting the anxiety of the world affect you to find something darker and something that isn't meant to be there, you know? So everybody remembers DuckTales as such a wonderful cartoon. Well, there's going to be a day when you're going to hate it, because people are going to be like, oh yeah, no, McScrooge was part of the 1% and he was not a good being, whatever, whatever. It's like, but that's not what it was written about. And now I've put that theory out there. So let me wrap this up. I'm going to see, hopefully this records. If it doesn't, then we're out. But I'm going to wrap this up and do another segment. You know, I've been seeing online a video where it's like explained Saved by the Bell, where Zach is an asshole, you know, and it's these episodes of someone online that's retelling the story of Saved by the Bell to point out how much Zach is an asshole, right? Which, honestly, that really is the character. The character was always a spoiled rich kid who was terrible at school that just skated through life. He was the asshole, but he was presented as a hero because it's like, this is the kid's dream to be able to be a Richie Rich type kid who's spoiled and gets his way. There also was the lesson. You know, Zach learned a lesson in every single episode. As much as he tried to Dennis the Menace his entire lifehood, his entire childhood, he learned a lesson. And that's what this series is taking away from it. You know, they're taking it out of context and just magnifying the darkness and not, yeah, man, well, the entire lesson of it, and that's what the context of the show was. The show wasn't Like, yeah, we're going to just let this rich kid keep getting away with things, which maybe, yeah, did affect us subconsciously in a way to be more more empathetic to rich kids. I mean, yeah, maybe it messed us up in that way, but you can't be offended by that because it's not what it was written for. That wasn't the intention. It was just teen poppy idea storyline. In fact, it wasn't even meant to be an educational tool. And I think that's also the problem, is that people want to be educated by their entertainment, which is kind of ironic because I'm doing a podcast trying to educate people. But don't listen to me. I'm stupid, you know? So to wrap it up, it's just, I think that people need to stop being offended by their imagined scenarios. And that I think it's a product of us losing our childhood, being the VHS and rerun generation, and watching something so much that we keep breaking down details until we have to take it out of context in order to ever enjoy it again. Which really is kind of the loss of some of the biggest things about childhood, is that in order to enjoy anything as a adult that you enjoyed as a child, you have to tell your mind, I'm enjoying it as a child, which you didn't have to do that before. You just enjoyed it as a person. So I don't know, maybe that's it. Maybe we need to stop reliving all those little past moments and in remakes and any other, which if you've listened to any of these other podcasts where I talk about it, it's one of the things that I hate the most, is remakes and reimaginations and such, like things like that. Catch me, I'm going to be a hypocrite one day. But yeah, so there's my thoughts. And this is the third time I've recorded this segment. And this is the third time I'm going to say I have another segment that I want to record about a completely different idea. And won't you join me now? And finally, I'm going to wrap up this episode with a thought that's been going through my head for weeks. It's more about life and mortality. And I often think about my own mortality, right? I tell myself that I want to live a long life, but then I also fear living too long of a life, which, you know, is obviously running in my family because my grandfather lived to 101. All my relatives have lived very old. So as long as nothing tragic happens, I might end up living a longer life than desired. But then again, maybe I do want to live that long life. Maybe I want to see it all play out until I'm like, okay, I've had enough. You know, I think everybody wishes that, where you play it out to where you're like, okay, I've seen it. I've seen it all, and here's my final thoughts on it all. And this is all I can think about. This is the last thing my body will let me think of. So here's my theory. What if we are living our longest life? What if, like, if you believe in the multiverse theory, you know that, or you believe that there are different worlds where each of our choices takes us a different route and we go with another choice or another happening and every scenario is played out. So if you believe in that, there's probably a world where we have already passed. Quite a few worlds, actually, where we've already passed because of a choice we made or something else happening. And so my idea is like, well, what if we are living our longest life? That we are going to experience the entire story, the entire lifespan that we can, because our soul just keeps jumping from world to world to world, going to the next world where the choice was in our favor, and we're continuing on. And of course, there's no way to prove that, you know, and in the end, we are going to end up living our longest life because that was the amount of time that we were given. You know, there was no more longer than that. So it's just a thought that went through my head. And if I happen to ever have this podcast come haunt me, well, then just have a good laugh on my behalf. about how ridiculous I was for thinking this, you know, but something positive to think of. You will be experiencing your longest life, and I hope that you will be able to see the entire thing play out until you're so overfilled with emotions, joys, and have experienced every part of it where it's like, okay, my soul's done. I've experienced it all. And I hope it's all beautiful. And hopefully we'll talk again soon. All right, guys. Bye-bye.